This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Scroll through TikTok or Perfume Talk for 5 minutes and you'll see young creators declaring legendary scents old lady perfumes. We're talking about fragrances that changed fashion, changed beauty, and in some cases, changed women's independence, now being reduced to a punchline. Why?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren, when did smelling like a grandma become a bad thing?
Oh, I think it's been a bit of a while. I don't think it's a new thing that people don't want to smell like their grandmas. And this is, I think, why I'm very passionate about perfume, Warren. I've got a very large collection.
Have you?
This is my weakness is perfume. So when I saw this this topic this week, I thought, yep, this is what I've been in training for all my life. I'm very
this is your moment.
To shine. No. And I think it's I'm really interested in it because I think there's the idea of not wanting to smell like your grandmother, whatever your grandmother smelled like, respectively. I think there's that part of the story. Then there's the other thing of not wanting to smell old. And I think we're a very youth-driven economy where everything that we sell is really geared towards, unless you're 14 and you're wanting to look 16, generally speaking, for the rest of your life, every consumer good, particularly in the kind of luxury realm, is trying to sell you an ideal, which is always youth. And I think that is really the undercurrent of when we say we don't want it to smell like an old lady. We're not wanting to smell like perfumes that are associated with two generations prior.
That's really interesting because also I would imagine, like, if you said to me, this is a trend that's happening, buy this because you know, everyone up until the age of 18 is buying it, I'd say, oh no, I'm too old for that. And I wouldn't buy it.
Yes, I think that's it. And I must say I feel the same way about, let's say, celebrity fragrances, where I will really be disinclined to bother smelling them because I feel like I've got an idea in my head as to how they'll smell, and that reminds me of the high school, you know, of the locker area of the high school, you know, so when I was at high school. So I think I kind of don't want to smell like I'm 14 anymore either, but I have a clear memory of being at school and having bought this perfume that I really loved, and then I smelled the same perfume on a teacher and never wore it again because at that age, I didn't want to smell like an old lady. Keeping in mind, old lady at that age meant probably 35. So I think that there's different times in our lives where you do want to smell like a certain, be it like your peers, or sometimes perfume is marketed about smelling elegant or expensive. And that's another trend as well, where how do you smell expensive? And there was certainly on TikTok for a couple of years now, this fashion of smelling and looking like old money. I don't know who'd want to aspire to that personally, but that's certainly been a very strong and enduring trend as well.
Lauren, you just reminded me, young teenager, holidaying down the peninsula, and there was a blue light disco on, and I had received for Christmas a box of Brut 33. Never used anything like that in my life before. Splashed all over me, like I think half the bottle, to the point where at this blue light disco, people were going, "Pah!" I just poured it. I had no idea how much to put on.
I think that's the thing of that age, though, isn't it? You don't know about how much quantity.
No, not at all. It was just all over me. And I saw it. I thought, I wonder if that still exists. I saw it the other day, actually. I walked past. It was in some promotion box somewhere. I thought, never again will I wear that stuff. But just on that, let's talk about scent being a powerful cultural marker. Why does one smell instantly get labelled young, modern, or old?
Yeah. I think that has got to do with things such as types of fragrance. So Chanel No. 5 is a classic example that's really pointed to as having changed the market. Whenever I smell it, I always think it smells like perfume that has been on clothing for a long time. Now, I wonder, is that because I was at someone's house and smelt it on a coat, and therefore it's always remained in my mind as, I associate it with staleness. Maybe that's the case. Ooh. But that idea of perfumes that have that kind of a smell, it's hard to describe smell on radio. It's hard to describe smell anyway, but it's what's often considered to be a kind of heavy floral, with some, again, really hard to describe it, but it's not what people are considering modern smells now. Modern smells now are much easier to describe. Vanilla heavy, smell like food. Now, is that because women have been taught men love food smells on them? Because that is research I have grown up my entire life having read different forms of it. Yeah, so they always say if you're a woman and trying to attract a man, men like food type smell. Whether this is true or not, or propaganda pushed by magazines, that's up for debate. Although I have looked into academic research on it, and it does seem to be substantiated. But that is what we associate with young people, smelling like food, particularly vanilla. Whereas those ones described as older fashioned ones, grandma doesn't smell like a pound cake, for example. But you also notice those smells we say are grandma smells are also in old-fashioned cosmetics. Lavender and rose were very prominent in old-fashioned powder cosmetics, so that's also a connotation there as well. They smell like an older person's makeup case.
Lauren, I'm going to test your theory. I'm going to go out this weekend dressed like Lady Gaga in the meat dress. See if it works.
Look, I wish you well.
talking about fragrances and old, I mean, if I think of my grandmother's house and I think of the cupboard, I mean, she had things stored in there and there were mothballs. So when I first read this, I thought, oh, we must be talking about, you know, old smells that perhaps we don't smell so much, that camphor sort of smell. I remember that. And I wonder if we therefore, you know, there were some horrible smells, and I'm sure there still are, but whether we sort of associate that period as well as being bad for smells.
Yes, I think that there's those. I think it's also different things in terms of certain smells we associate with cleaning products, for example. So lavender has been used in a lot of different cleaning products. So therefore, perfumes that smell like lavender, I think for some people, turn them off. And I think there's lots of scent has such connections to memory. And I think that's why when we talk about not wanting to smell like grandma, it's such a generalization. And I hate it being interpreted as just about not wanting to, you know, as though it's demonizing older women. I think some people might use it that way. But I think it's more about you wanting to smell how you think you are, both age-wise and personality-wise. And I think that that's probably what people are aiming for. And if your mum or grandma wore a certain perfume growing up, you associate that perfume with being a kid, which isn't really how you want to smell as an adult. And I certainly know that if someone around me wore a perfume that I like, or that I once owned, I probably won't want to wear it again. Not because I dislike them, but because my memories are getting muddled and I overthink perfume a lot.
My mum used to wear Youth Dew.
So did mine.
and white something as well. It's on the list, though. Oh, it's on the list, is it?
Yeah, white linen. Well, probably white linen.
White linen, that's right. I was thinking, is that a clean?
Yeah, they're both Estee Lauder. See, too much knowledge. But yeah, growing up, my mum wore Youth Dew. So there's no chance I'd wear it now or ever because I associate it with the 1980, you know, when I was a little kid in the 80s. And it's just, again, a fragrance I think of as very heavy. I don't think of it as an old lady smell, but I definitely think of it as something from my past. And that's an important consideration as well. Whatever old lady means to you or whatever, you know, young means to you, it's dependent on where you are in age as well, because that changes over the life course as well. When I was at high school, CK1 was very, very popular. Those aquatic types.
Oh, that's right.
Smells were the trend everywhere, pushed by really, really, really expensive advertising campaigns. I haven't smelled any of those fragrances in years. They went out of fashion. It was sort of 5 years and everyone wanted to smell like sort of something to do with the water, oceany type smells. Now very much food based.
Another text, an aunt gave me Brut for Christmas 1 year was, hate the smell, and tipped it down the sink on Boxing Day. I wish I'd have done that, that blue light disco.
My dad used to work with a guy who wore it but didn't shower, so every day he'd just reapply more. Oh. So I've got strong Brut memories, but they're not good ones, and that's because someone swapped showers for Brut.
Oh, see, if I wear something, I can wear it for a defined period of time, and then the rashes start. I don't know why I become allergic to it. So I'm sort of limited. I can't just wear anything, which is probably a good thing.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it. I'm not. For me, it's more like if I had wore that perfume during a relationship, and that relationship ends, that won't be that. I won't throw it out, Warren, because of course I want to be able to go to the cupboard and smell it and re-traumatize myself. But I can't wear it ever again on my skin because that's too horrific.
I've got one that an ex gave me. I now use it as a room deodorizer.
So you, the whole room smells of that.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was a nice, but yeah, I don't wear it anymore. I think, no, it's not right to wear it, so I spray the room. Lauren, on TikTok, we've got perfumes being described as main character energy or smells like a heartbreak at sunset. I mean, why are we embracing imaginative storytelling for new scents, but we're not extending that to the classics?
Look, partly this is about content creators wanting to be creative and give you a hook. And if you read, not only it's on sort of TikTok, but also Fragrantica, which is a website that people put their own reviews of perfumes up. They're often very evocative reviews. And partly I think that's to show off their creative flourish. And partly I think it's because, again, scent is evocative. So that idea of wanting to smell like you're, I don't know, wearing your ex's jacket and it's, you know, or in the car and the sort of leather. You see perfumes described like this all the time, the smell of the leather upholstery with the bit of sandalwood on the jacket, blah, 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 blah. It helps to tell a story that the potential buyer can put themselves in that scene and think, yeah, that's a kind of sexy scene or whatever it is that I could feel myself embracing. If you wanted to do that for older perfumes, it means that Chanel No. 5 or any of the older fragrance houses need to do their own version of that, because you can sell anything to anybody, provided that you're able to conjure enough desire in a buyer. And I think that you probably will see those old perfumes like Chanel No. 5 rebooted. I mean, Nicole Kidman fronted an advertisement for it that was quite popular in the early 2000s. You can do it. It's just expensive. And it's trend-based, and often perfumes fall out of favour because we suddenly all want to smell like ice cream at the moment or cake or whatever it is.
Now, Jason in Fitzroy says, my Nonna wore Youth Dew, and when I smell it, I feel safe. It's comfort. It's not old. And Tina in St Kilda, give it 15 years and Ariana Grande's Cloud will be grandma perfume. Trends always
flip. Well, that's actually a really... Yeah, well, it's a good point because Cloud smells like a cluster of perfumes, not just Cloud. There's quite a few that smell very similar. They've got strong burnt sugar notes to them. And you're right. That idea that in 15 years people are going to be nostalgic for that type of smell, because no one also will, or few people will wear the same perfume their entire lifetime. They'll also move into different stages of life where they suddenly think, I've probably had enough smelling like a cookie.
Now, just a couple more. Kylie says, my Nana was glamorous and confident. If that's the vibe, then I'm in. And Daniel in Richmond, you'll know about this, Lauren. Classics last because they're layered. Some new stuff smells great for 5 minutes, then disappears.
Yeah. And this is, we could have this entire conversation about that, but there is a reason that certain fragrances are quite cheap, not only at price point, but also endurance, and they just are not going to be able to, you can't smell it after half an hour as well.
Lauren, I reckon, you know, we've got a whole topic to talk about to pull apart.
We could just, every segment could be devoted to a new perfume, or I'm not opposed to doing it. The listeners may get tired. I never will.
Lauren, good to chat with you. Talk next week.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Warren.
It's Associate Professor Lauren Rosebourne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.